Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Dow futures are up 288. NASDAQ futures are up 76. First Republic going up 15%, leading that comeback. Of course, First Republic Bank got $30 billion from 11 other banks. Not because they're kind-hearted people, because it was good PR and it gives them a chance to buy the bank when the moment comes, and the moment will come. Meanwhile, you have UBS buying Credit Suisse, even though Credit Suisse got billions of dollars in backup from the Swiss National Bank, and people are like, what in the bloody heck is this? UBS gets to buy its rival for $3.2 billion. Might have more buyers than just UBS. So what kind of backroom deals are being made here? Dr. Matt Will is going to join me on Tony Katz today at noon. We're going to further break this down because there's a question, and it really is fascinating. If the argument is the increase in interest rates caused all of these issues with the banks, if indeed that is true, that you have all these banks having issue because of the increase in interest rates, and therefore the bond values went down, does that mean that you can no longer increase interest rates because bond values would go down, and these banks that have their money invested in these bonds to back their loans, they won't be able to afford to? That is a problem. We're going to discuss that with economist Dr. Matt Will. Now, I said that the first university that calls in, I will call it University Week. I'll do it. I will absolutely do it. And we will have a party on their campus. Matt Baer, did I or did I not say it? Did I or did I not say that if they call in, we will have a party on their campus?
You said it. I remember.
There'll be ice cream cake. But Allison is not invited. And all of a sudden... Now, Mary Jane, I believe I pronounced your last name Michalak. Do I have that right?
Michalak.
Michalak. Mary Jane Michalak, Ivy Tech Community College, first college president to call in, but aren't you the college vice president?
Yes, I'm vice president of public affairs.
Okay, so this is close. This is close. So who told you to call in to the show to say it should be Ivy Tech Week on Tony Katz in the Morning News?
So our Ivy Tech Foundation president, Courtney Roberts, contacted President Sue Elsperman, who tried to call and couldn't get through. And so they contacted me because Dr. Elsperman had to take another call. So that's why I'm calling.
You know what? That's good enough. It's happening, people. Woo! It's happening. Next week is going to be Ivy Tech Community College Week here on Tony Katz in the Morning News. We're going to be talking Ivy Tech all week. We're going to be talking about the value of college, how they do it. We're going to put this together, and then we're going to come have a party with all our listeners on the Ivy Tech campus. You want to do it there at Fall Creek, Matt Baer? Is that where we're doing this?
Yeah, I want to do the Fall Creek campus.
Okay, is that all right with you? It's Michalak or Michalak?
Michalak.
Michalak. It's going to take me a little while. It took me forever to figure out how to say Matt Baer. Please.
That's okay.
So we can do this. We can throw the party on your campus.
That's wonderful. In fact, Ivy Tech is celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. Last week was our birthday. So this is perfect timing.
So now this is going to happen. Are you going to be there?
I probably won't be, but our Chancellor Lorenzo Esters, who's the Chancellor of the Indianapolis campus, will be, and we can make sure that Dr. Elsperman and other representatives are available.
Yeah, but you're the one who got through. You're the one now repping. How can you not be there? There's going to be ice cream cake.
I will do my best.
All right. Well, I have not spoken to Sue Elsperman in a while since she was lieutenant governor. So I'm looking forward to that. We're going to put this together. I'm going to put it together quick. It's going to be an entire week. Next week is Ivy Tech Community College Week here on Tony Katz and the Morning News. The whole week This is going to happen. Now, it is strange that next week I am taking a day off. My mother is having surgery, so I'm heading down to Florida to see her. So you're going to have to forgive me for that. But the party is going to happen on the campus. We will get it all figured out. Jonathan's going to take down your information. I look forward to speaking to President Elsperman. Ivy Tech wins. Ivy Tech wins. Understand that IU and Purdue and Ball State, you got to be more, you got to be quicker. You got to be quicker. The Ivy Tech people, like this, they are. Well done. Well done and well played.
At the speed of life.
What was that?
Higher education at the speed of life. That's our motto.
Is that right?
It is.
Wow. That was just on point for this. That was very, very well done. Mary J. Michalak, I think I got it right. There it is. Good on me. I'm a quick learn right there from Ivy Tech Community College. Called in. All right. This is happening. This is happening.
Thank
and there
you.
Will be a party on the Ivy Tech campus, Fall Creek. Matt Bear will be there. Ice cream cake will be served. I don't know about cigars. I don't know what they allow, but we'll do it anyway. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? No, arrest us?
No smoking on campus.
Great. Oh. Cigars it is. Thank you. Thank you, Vice President Michalak. We appreciate it. Jonathan, get her information. We'll go forward from there. This is happening. This is happening. I'll have the times and dates for you soon enough. Tony Katz. Oh, you think I'm kidding. You think I'm kidding. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning.